Polder Sharples is in for a kōrero. Obviously, those who have loved kapaka for decades, generations themselves, will be pleased that the government's finally recognised what a taonga it is for wider New Zealand. And so they've boosted funding for Te Matatini significantly, with $17 million available each year for at least the next couple of years. And it sort of marries up to the pūtea, the level of funding that the Symphony Orchestra or the New Zealand Ballet have received. And that's fair enough too, because the interest in kapahaka, especially Matatini, has been absolutely enormous and growing each and every time the best of the best take the stage. Speaking of the best, Paula Sharples is with us to talk about that. Pūtea, tēnā koe, Paula.
Kia ora, tēnā koe, tēl.
Kia ora, tātou. Long time coming, eh, mate? You know, getting this sort of recognition that this boost in funding implies. Our people have been battling on of their own steam and at personal cost for a heck of a lot of our kaihaka over the years. And now some opportunity to develop a sort of kapaka infrastructure that can support them each time we go around, each two-yearly cycle. Let's start by what pleases you most about the injection of funds into the sector, please, Paula.
Well, firstly, yep, you're right on the button there. It's been a long time coming, so it's good to be finally recognised in the appropriate resourceful way. When you look at it, kapahaka has been maintained, carried and lifted by te ao Māori through our kapahaka groups, but also within the regions, within our regional national committees, within our kapahaka initiatives that have been carried out. Just a real community kaupapa event, and you know, at the end of the day, we've been carrying it ourselves. So I mean, firstly, it's finally a chance to be recognised in the appropriate way. But not only that, I think it just the potential is huge for us to carry on and reach, you know, take kapahaka to another level. You know, we find ourselves in a position we've never ever been in before, let alone the last 50 years since Polynesian Festival, Adam Pass, Aotearoa Traditional Māori Performing Arts Society, and then on to Te Matatini. The last 20 years, we've never been in a position like this where we can fully develop the full potential of our art form, and it'll be something that not only the kapahaka groups, but all our communities, and indeed te ao Māori, will benefit from.
Tēnā koe. You know, one thing I like about what I witness when I talk with you, Paula, is, you know, we've all got great respect for your papa, of course, but you've taken the reins up as well as a great steward and advocate for this dimension of te ao Māori, and it's a really important one and growing. And with the digital coverage that the event now enjoys, it's become something of a cultural advertisement that's beamed globally instantly. And let's never understate how that affects potential for growth within Te Ao Māori and indeed the New Zealand economy. People look, they're intrigued, they visit, they celebrate with us. So, you know, you've been a wonderful advocate here, and it's that sort of advocacy really that's forced the hand of the government. And also, while I acknowledge Willie's role here in talking to Robertson and getting an elevated status and funding, there are others who've been pushing Willie along the way too, and not the least of them is mate JT or Rawiri, who said, hey, it's unfair that we are so grossly underfunded in comparison to the ballet or the symphony orchestra. There's a lot to be gained here. What would you say of the digital aspect of our kapahaka performance and how it's been embraced both here and offshore, Paula?
Yeah, you hit on a few points there, Dale. I mean, you know, in terms of leadership, from my father's era to my era, and now you're getting a whole generation of new leaders who are very much in tune with kapahaka. Kapahaka is part of their makeup, you know, just looking to see how they perform. It's part of who they are. So there's that leadership role that takes place within kapahaka itself. But also, you know, those things you talk about in terms of digital coverage, we had 1.8 million views, 70,000 attended Matatini, We had the automated judging system, which was used for the first time at this Matatini here at Eden Park. So things are developing, and it's important that Kapahaka keeps up to date with our rangatahi, with the things that are happening now, and it's very much doing that. And you're right, there are a lot of people that have played a hand to force the hand of the government. I want to acknowledge Pāti Māori for carrying the kaupapa into Parliament, also to others that are in there, and Kyle, who tabled it in Parliament. So many of us have been pushing the kaupapa for a while. So yeah, let's keep on pushing.
Let's hope it's not soaked up with administrative costs, because that can be burdensome. But I'm getting the feeling that that the putia is likely to be used, and I know there's no guarantees just as yet or announcements, that it's likely to be used to enhance the infrastructure from rohe to rohe. I'm not quite sure what that means. Some might think that kaihaka are going to get paid for their performances. Maybe that's somewhere down the track. But that sort of money can be quickly utilised by rohe around the motu. How do you think it's going to play out?
Yeah, absolutely. This boost in funding will not only support the growth and development of kapaka on a national level, but also at a regional level, at the grassroots level, you know, where it matters most, where everything starts, supporting communities, kapahaka groups, local initiatives. This will all have a positive effect on the overall well-being and development of those regions. So, you know, we've already done a lot with kapahaka, bringing together communities, tribal organisations, you know, much of it on the smell of an oily rag, really. So this boost of funding will really take the potential and possibilities to a new level, really. But really, yeah, I want to just support the idea that it will have maximum impact in the community. Kapahaka is a community kaupapa. Much of it will be distributed to our 12 regions within New Zealand and Australia, you know, which at the end of the day empower our groups, communities, ultimately iwi and hapu. But yeah, once again, the potential for this for not only kapahaka but for te ao Māori is huge.
You've watched how kapahaka can be so good for our hini ngaro and our tinana, brother. And so while the funding this time around comes through arts and culture, I just wonder whether in time there will be a recognition of the role that kapahaka plays from a health perspective and even a sporting perspective, because many have compared the preparation for big events of our kapa to the sort of training and level of commitment required to play top-end sport. So, as I say, while arts and culture are directing the putea this time around, in time, maybe we'll convince others that it's also got health benefits and it should be considered a sport, and maybe in time even more putea available to grow haka throughout Aotearoa. Some thoughts there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's so much research that needs to be done. I was part of a research-based an evidence-based research initiative that was initiated by Carl Ross, came to us at Ngā Pai at the Maramatanga, New Zealand Māori Centre of Research Excellence, and we looked at the value of kapahaka in all its different forms, including to the New Zealand economy, but not only that, in all the different areas of revitalisation, regeneration of te reo, tikanga, educational pursuits, identity factors. But, you know, in essence, it was just scratching the surface as to how beneficial and empowering kapahaka can be, not only to kapa, but once again to the community, rohe, iwi, te ao Māori, and what's good for te ao Māori is good for Aotearoa. So I would expect further research and investigation to be carried out. You know, in 50 years, we've developed the physical side of it so much in the nationals, now we have to bring that research side up to par as well and support what's happening physically.
Good talking with you, and thanks for all the efforts you've put into that sector. But also, I have great respect for Ngā Pai o te Maramatanga, and I know you've worked proudly in that space as well. So there's more to be unravelled in time about the benefits of kapahaka, but we've got some growth funding that has been championed along the way by those in there. And it was interesting to hear the Associate Minister of Culture and Heritage, Willa Jean Prime, reflecting on that boost of funding. As always, Paola, great to hear your voice, and really respect the time you've devoted to this part of Māori development. Māori ora, kia koe, te rangatira.
Kia ora, te rākoe,
thank you, Paola.
Kia ora,
rākoe.